just wholeheartedly love it. So I thought I would give a shout out to it, to her. Anyway, so my ramble from last night was, well, it was about that. And it was about ASMR, which I've never really officially done ASMR. I mean, I've dabbled a little bit here and there, but I've never been like one of those people that like taps their fingernails or eats food. What else? Breathing. I have in the past done things like book pages and things, which I really love the sound. I guess maybe it's not totally intimate, but I mean, somebody's breathing and lip smacking and swallows. I mean, that's pretty intimate, don't you think? In a physical way. Not an emotional way, but a physical way. So I thought I would try my hand at this and see if anyone enjoys it. I don't know. There has to be at least one human being. Raise your hand if you've ever done that, to fall asleep. It's a good stress reliever to touch yourself before bed. I'll admit I've done it a few times. Okay, fine. Yeah, I've done it more than a few times. Okay, but this is a ramble that's not about that. It's about, I was going to talk about my writing process. There's things called novellas, and I think one of them was called a novelette, I believe. depending on the number of words you have. So anyway, to be a writer, I believe, is to just write. And my writing process sometimes begins with an idea. And I'll talk it through. So I will do exactly what I'm doing right now. Be whispering though. I will start to talk the scenario through, because after all, if it's written for audio, as you're talking and you're kind of going through the conversations between the characters, it has to feel really good, and sometimes it'll give you goosebumps. Like, it's so good, it'll just literally, you have this visceral reaction, which is a good sign. And that is my starting point. Of course, the initial starting point is the idea. And when I have the idea, something happens in my body. It's like this fire, this adrenaline that just runs through me like lava, and I can't help it. I have to just do it. And then I let it simmer a little bit, and then I keep at it, and I keep at it if it's a really good idea. And finally, I'll either sketch it out, write it out on a piece of paper, which is not my favorite way to do it, because my mind works a lot faster than my hand. So my favorite way is to actually get on the computer and start typing. Now, sometimes, for example, I'm just going to give you some examples because it's easier to do that. So, for example, when I did my story about, oh, what did I entitle it? I debated on titling it The New Car or Blueberry Pie. And I thought the Blueberry Pie story, which took place in like 1955 or so, I debated on entitling it The New Car because that was the main element of the story, but the blueberry, how she picked blueberries that day with Myrtle and made blueberry pie, and he was the dessert basically for her later. I just felt like it was better to go with something that wasn't as obvious. And the idea came as I was driving home from work. All of a sudden, I had this fire within me to break out some southern accent and just really get into this housewife character. And that's how it started. And then I started speaking about it. And then I went on the internet and I researched, you know, did cars have air conditioning? Because I didn't know if they had air conditioning. So I had to look up, you know, did cars have air conditioning? Oh, I'm falling into that accent. And I had to find out like which cars had air conditioning. And so I had to do a little research before. And then I had to look up, what is the So Foley artistry is really what I have to do. And is it perfect? No, of course not. But that's the way it goes, you know, and it still gives you that feeling. So I really had to get ice cubes. I really had to get a belt. I really had to get some pants. I really had to get some shoes and everything to make it feel real. And, you know, going back to another story that I wrote was Liv's Boudoir. Liv's Boudoir. Photography and more. I had to do all kinds of research on seasonal pinup stuff. You know, the types of poses that they would do. What else did I do research on? Yeah, I mean, some of it came from my own imagination. Or maybe some of my own fantasies, because I do enjoy photography. What else? Yeah, the Foley artistry with the shoes. Now, I was able to record that with a sound effect on my computer, but I had to painstakingly hit the play button, hit pause, rewind, hit record, hit the play button, hit pause, rewind. It wasn't an easy feat, and it was a good thing I was able to do that, because without the camera sound, and I had debated on not doing the camera sound, without the camera sound, it just wouldn't have felt immersive. It wouldn't have felt real. And, you know, after I put that out, a few days later, I had come across, and I don't know their name, but I came across this audio that somebody had written. I don't know when, but prior to me. And it was about a man doing a boudoir session with his wife or girlfriend, and he had the camera sounds in there, and he was telling her how to move and how to touch herself and all that. It was really a good audio. It was very sexy, and the camera sounds just made it feel so much more realistic. So I enjoyed that. So I want to talk about an audio that I started making, but then as I was talking it through, I was struggling. I was going down this path, like, there's tons of rocks. It's like, picture this muddy path with tons of rocks, like almost like a cobblestone path, and you know, you're walking in high heels and you're twisting your ankle and you're almost falling, and maybe you do fall and you skin your knee. I mean, that's how it felt like, the process of writing it. It felt really strained. I'm talking about this audio that I did not post. It's in my file, but the idea is that I'm being stalked by this guy who goes to my grocery store. He eerily follows me through the entire grocery store. Every aisle I turn down, he's there pretending to read labels, and once in a while he'll glance up and kind of stare me down, and we'll make eye contact, and it's so awkward. And sometimes he'll give me a smile, like this smile that he knows what I look like under all of my clothing. How does he know? But he knows. And I feel this eerie feeling, but I also feel a thrill. And I'm embarrassed by that thrill. And I run into him at the struggling right now. I've even thought about, you know, what if he invites me? Maybe he's not so groupy and he invites me to his table and he gets me a drink, and then there's something in the drink, and then I wake up and I'm either in his bed or maybe, strangely, I'm in my bed and the PJs I have on. You know, do I wake up naked, or are the PJs that I have on are the ones that are in, like, my very, very, the depths, the deepest bowels of my drawers? And he was searching through my drawers, and I wake up and I smell bacon and I smell toast in the toaster, and it all feels kind of cozy yet creepy. I don't know. See, this is what I'm doing. I'm driving on a road. I can't see, and I'm veering off. And all of a sudden, the gravel road takes my car and puts me to a ditch, and that's how I'm feeling. But that's okay. So those are my thoughts on that. What else? Oh, I forgot one of the most important, really great ideas that I have, that I really actually might do something with, but I gotta get that fire in my belly again. So, and I apologize if this is too long, but I gotta take my opportunities when I can. I've always had this fascination with the proposition of having a virtual lover, somebody that feels real, somebody who would not disappoint, who's dependable, who says what they're going to do and they do it. Because, as you know, humans are creatures that they mean well and they say they're going to do something, but then they don't do it. And if you're a person like me who really wants people to keep their word, you get disappointed. And I don't like disappointment. I'm kind of rigid in the way that if somebody says they're going to do something and then they don't do it, I almost take it as a slight, like they don't like me, or they don't love me, or they don't, I don't know, I need that dependability kind of thing, and I need people to prove it to me a lot. Maybe it's an abandonment issue, I don't know, but anyway. So I came up with this idea about Rent-A-Dom app, and this is a $1 million idea, right? Somebody's probably going to produce this, somebody with amazing coding skills and the know-how. I don't have any of that. But you answer tons of questions about what you want, what you need, what you'd like to do. And it's all programmed. You can choose a voice. You could choose a texting style. Like, I always really love the texting style where the man is, or woman is, very emotive. Like, emojis are really desirable to me. Like, even though I'm a very plain texter, I love when they're emotive. Like, emotive, is that the right word? No, maybe not. When they're expressive, that's the right word, expressive. And I also really, really swoon over italicize it. Or when they say oomph or swoon or in like the italics. I like that because it makes you feel what they're feeling. It's expressive. And I like expressive. You could choose that style. But anyway, my main thing with that whole thing is, and I still think I will do the audio, but you know, the Dom, as you do certain tasks, if you're a task-minded submissive, which I am, tasks. It could be random. It could be things that keep your house clean. It could be pleasurable things. It could be whatever. And I like the balance between him helping you keep your house clean or things that help your life, but also things that keep you sexual. Your kitchen floor, which you might roll your eyes at, but it's good for you. And but then in the next task for the day, he'll have you rub your clit for 5 minutes, but you're not allowed to come. That kind of thing. And if you do that, you get a reward. Maybe to some submissives that wouldn't be that great, but that's really submissive. So anyway, that's an idea. I still think it's an amazing idea because it can be very, very sensual, especially if, and it follows the lines of what I feel comfortable with. Like I feel comfortable in audios doing kissing. I feel comfortable with that. I feel comfortable with maybe some moaning and touching and fondling. I'm not necessarily comfortable with the voice acting of actually coming or anything like that right now. I'm not necessarily comfortable with cunnilingus or fellatio. Scripts, but they're all, most of them are beyond my comfort level, and that's just what it is right now. So this was